This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, I'm talking about Dave providing Susie with the sheet, and then Dave just points out, what about the sheet that I have that I'm not paying attention to? Chad Arbin, Dave Harrigan, Susan K. Jones, News Talk 83 on WCCO. So Dave Harrigan comes up with a new idea, tosses it out to me on the phone about an hour and a half ago. I said, I like it. So you are going to lay this out if you want to play the open, if you want to describe it. And I think we might even have a special guest tied to the open. So you take it away.
Well, I heard it this morning driving in. It was early on the Adam and Jordana
show. What, our entire show? Is that what you heard?
No. I heard the start of Adam and Jordana, and that featured David Josephson talking about snow emergencies.
Was he in Botswana?
No, he was actually here live in studio. Rare appearance from Dave Josephson within the United States of America. He was claiming that there was no need for the city of Minneapolis to call a snow emergency. They could just plow around all the vehicles. It would be fine. Everything's good. And Mother Nature would just take care of everything in 3-4 days, whatever it would take to melt, as we have some more mild temps coming in. And I thought, you know, we need something similar to the top 10 weather day that the four likes to bring us. Anything can be a top 10 weather day. You don't have to count it. It's fine.
So we have about 40 of them.
We'll bring you this.
There have been many great moments in the long history of WCCO radio. These are not those. The Chad Hartman Show now proudly brings you a top 5 ridiculous statement as heard on WCCO.
Here in Minneapolis, the reason we call a snow emergency is not for today and tomorrow. The reason is for an entire winter of accumulating snow on the roadways that makes many roads in Minneapolis impassable. And that is not what happened in this particular snowfall.
Wow. I did not hear this earlier. I heard the end of it. Is it possible David Josephson was concussed when he said this?
It's possible he's always concussed, giving his normal activities and taking falls, I'm sure. It's got to be an issue for him. But the argument was, as I understood it, and I listened back to make sure I did understand it.
Wow. Comprehensive.
Minneapolis, which received 6, 7, 8, 9 inches of snow, certainly with
plenty.
The blowing. Plenty of snow, that very thick, you know, heavy
snow.
This
wasn't light fluffy.
No, not the light and fluffy. This was the thick and heavy, baby. Did not need to call a snow emergency, that the roads could still be plowed, even without moving the vehicles. Everything would be fine. Chad, your thoughts?
What? How are they going to plow around the cars?
Where is the snow going to go, DJ?
Yeah, is he there? David, you want to speak up at some point?
I'd like for him to be here, but he peaced out. I told him he's very welcome to stay. And
he was unwilling. I mean, do we issue him a summons?
I think we just mock him behind his back. Or hopefully he's listening and be straight to his face. I don't care. But, I mean, I think this just shows the fact that he is, frankly, not able to, not willing to back up his statement. And it shows a lot. It's a definite lack of courage.
He doesn't live in Minneapolis or St. Paul. Does he live in Brooklyn Park,
Brooklyn Park Center?
I never can get my Brooklyn Parks and Brooklyn Centers. In fact, do you have the executive order right here? Can I jump in briefly to your new bit, which I love, by the way? It's fantastic. Do you have the executive order nearby? Can we do a bit within a bit? And it's very brief. It's going to be a quickie. We call it the Carter. Okay? We call it the Carter. And it might not be as satisfying. We call that the Carter also.
Here you go.
And now the Chad Hartman Show proudly presents today's executive order.
Thank you. Thank you. Here, it's either Brooklyn Park or Brooklyn Center, not both. Okay, enough. Enough of this, okay? We've said on the show for decades, Dakota. Okay, we've said for decades there's too many states in the Northeast. Okay, we don't need Brooklyn Park and Brooklyn Center. It's either Brooklyn Park or Brooklyn Center. And Dave, I'm going to decree it. It's all Brooklyn Park. What do you think of that?
Wow, that's a bold statement. I was wondering.
That's it.
You know, since you mentioned the Dakotas, we've got North and South, and you want it to just be Dakota.
Dakota.
Can we just call it Brooklyn?
No. Nope.
We can't have a Brooklyn, Minnesota? Brooklyn?
Too confusing. Just Brooklyn Park. Brooklyn Center. Come on. We got too many centers. Now, Park, a Brooklyn Park, that sounds good. Yeah, I mean, what does he think is going to happen? I'm not looking outside the window right now. I'm not in the house. There's snow all over the place, correct, right now?
Yes, there is snow all over the place, and certainly in Minneapolis, specifically, you know, South Minneapolis, where there's homes stacked on top of homes and people have to park up and down the sides of the streets, each side of the street. I don't think he's ever been to the residential areas of Minneapolis to realize the amount of, you know, how condensed it is with people and vehicles and homes. And I don't know what he thinks is going to happen with the snow. I don't know if he believes that, you know, everyone
just vanishes.
Yeah, everyone in South Minneapolis with their Prius is just going to be able to plow through the 8 inches for the next few days. Good luck to him, David, DJ, because apparently that's what you're going with.
Well, let's be honest. He lives in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
He travels 48 weeks a year. I mean, it really should be the Carter Show, because either Jordana or David is gone pretty much all the time. He's never spent any time in the city of Minneapolis. That's beneath him. It's Paris, France. I assume a trip to a Chad at some point, right? The African country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a 5-star hotel. It's roughing it. So he doesn't, you know, but he's got a mansion in Brooklyn Park. We know that. Yeah, you need the snow emergency warning if you get 80 inches of snow. Is that a difficult concept?
No, it's not a very difficult concept. And, you know, DJ, as you said, Mr. Suburb, Mr. Brooklyn, whatever. Yeah, he comes downtown every day. He doesn't understand that the residential areas of Minneapolis and the downtown area of Minneapolis, while within the same city limits, are rather different. Different one. Oh, look who just popped into the studio.
Oh, he's arrived.
Oh, Mr. Courage.
We have to take a break. The witness is here to try to defend himself. One shiny moment he's going to need to defend himself right here. David Josephson is basically saying to Minneapolitans, screw you, I don't live there. Good luck to you. He'll try to explain when we come back.
Stretch Lab
is a place that I visit on a regular basis. They have one in Minneapolis. They have one not too far from Bidet Makoska, not too far from Hunter and Griffin and Quinny's grandma, my former mother-in-law, Vi, who's an amazing person. There are 11 Twin Cities Stretch Lab locations. So what is it? You wake up and you're thinking, oh, God, my back's tight. My shoulder hurts. My neck isn't right. I'm sick of my hamstrings being so tight. They have the specialists at Stretch Lab, at those 11 locations, who will help you. You'll get results the first time, guaranteed. Now, you get better and better results the more you go. Eliminate that soreness. Eliminate that tightness. Get more mobility. Listen, I should quit golf. It tortures me, but it has helped me with my flexibility tied to golf. Maybe you play pickleball. Maybe you're still a hooper. Maybe you play hockey with your buddies. It will help you out. And just because you're listening to this spot on WCCO Radio, you'll get a half off your first stretch at Stretch Lab. So how to track it down? Best way to do it, stretchlab.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we have for a music theme today, David Harrigan?
I saw today that it's 44 years since Walter Cronkite hung it up on the CBS Evening News. His final broadcast was 44 years ago tonight. Dan Rather, of course, took over after him. So we are having, since he was the most trusted man in America, songs about trust today.
Trust songs. Wow. I like it. All right, Josephson is in the house. Would you like to once again reset the new bit and just have David admit he is the first individual guilty of said crime?
We can go with the full open if you'd like. Sure, why not? Let's hit it.
Let's go.
Let's hit it.
There have been many great moments in the long history of WCCO Radio. These are not those. The Chad Hartman Show now proudly brings you a top five ridiculous statement as heard on WCCO.
Here in Minneapolis, the reason we call a snow emergency is not for today and tomorrow. The reason is for an entire winter of accumulating snow on the roadways that makes many roads in Minneapolis impassable. And that is not what happened in this particular snowfall.
Mr. Harrigan, would you like to explain your belief, the ludicrous nature of these comments by your fellow colleague, David Josephson?
Well, the nice thing is they mostly explain themselves. To have a snowfall of eight massive, heavy, heavy, thick inches of snow and not ask people to move their cars out of the way for the snowplows is an absolute top five ridiculous statement ever made on WCCO radio.
Yeah. You don't care about Minneapolis. How long have you hated Minneapolis?
First
David
off, I work for a show that comes up with our own original material. We'd never steal such a preposterous thing as me. Are you going to do a tournament next of these statements or something like that?
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
It isn't. No, I stand behind those comments.
He's stammering.
As I look at a forecast which calls today for sun and 40, which is only going to get warmer between now and the weekend when it's going to be in the 50s by this weekend and sunny. And it's a rule I live by. Don't do work that's going to do itself. This is a snowfall late in the year.
I heard that on the show.
Segment
after segment of our show.
A few days, this will be gone. So the snow emergency, they don't clear the snow on day one. They declare the emergency on day one, and then they do phase one and phase two and phase three. And it's a three-day process from the clear the snow. Guess what's going to happen to the snow if you do nothing? It's going to melt away in 3 days. So we're doing all this work. We're towing people's vehicles, inconveniencing people's lives, both that live and work in this city, all to accomplish a job that Mother Nature is going to do for free.
Hold on a second. So you're telling me Sunday morning, when Minneapolitans wake up, all the snow will be gone.
I'm telling you, Sunday morning when Minneapolis residents wake up.
I just went with Minneapolitans.
Minneapolitans, I don't think that's right, but close enough.
I don't think it is.
I think it will not.
Tremendous.
If we did not plow of course you need to plow the center of the street, the part people are driving on, but
Dave Harrigan will be gone by Sunday.
We're talking about the sides where people are parked, and the snow on the sides of the streets where people park will be, or would be if they didn't plow it, melted enough to be a non-factor by Sunday morning, 100%.
Oh, now, wait a second. Yeah. It went from it's gone, Harrigan, to it's a non-factor now.
Not impeding traffic at that. It's melted and there's a few crusty boogers left and that's it.
Ooh, crusty boogers.
That's a good word.
I'm still trying to figure out the physics of this thing because I heard you say it again this morning. You don't move the cars off either side. You plow the middle. Where do you plow that snow to?
Yeah, where's the snow go?
The snow goes to the side or wherever the snow pushes it.
The cars are there, DJ.
There are cars there.
And then the snow melts.
So we shelter in place for 4 days?
No, it's already, like half of it melted yesterday. It's on its way already.
So in other words,
it's going to
work.
Well, what's happening today?
It's the first day of the snow emergency.
Is everyone not going about their business on Minneapolis? No, they're all still going, even though the snow emergency hasn't been finished. It's fine. We're all going to be fine. The snow's going to melt.
Because when there's a snow emergency, there are no cars there, and there's a place to put the snow.
They haven't even done that yet. It's still in the middle of the emergency.
I think the plows have been through downtown. I'm fairly sure.
Unneeded. Completely unneeded. 50 degrees on Sunday.
What else?
It's all going to melt.
Maybe this is Dave. This is a new bit. Try something new. What Dave Josephson says, what is unnecessary? 10:35 on Thursday. Yeah, among the text. So my car will remain stuck at the curb for the next 3 days. Yes, that's what Dave is saying.
Mm-hmm. It didn't snow 4 feet. It snowed 7 inches. Like, you can drive through 7 inches of snow, and then tomorrow it's going to be 5 inches, and this weekend it's going to be all but gone.
How about this text? What do you think? By his logic, if I have a cancer cell in my body, I should just let it keep growing because I'm going to die soon anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, let nature take its course.
Perfect analogy, right?
If this snowstorm were in December, when we are expecting many more snowstorms throughout the year, then of course you got to clear it. But it's not. It's in March. There's no more snow coming for the next at least 8 days.
Does he realize plows can't get through most streets with the car if the cars aren't moved? Yeah, they're not exact. It's not exactly 35W through a lot of the parts of Minneapolis.
He just wants the plow blade just the whole way down along everybody's.
So what?
Not everybody's.
So are you supporting
a moat and a mansion in Brooklyn Park?
Do you?
Okay?
Yeah, right. Do you want them to do a snow emergency after like every snowfall up to half an inch? Up, we're going to tow your car to clear that half an inch of snow. Is that what you're supposing?
I think when it gets to 7-8 inches, yes, we have one. Because or else, It's because, by the way, you said this to Carter the other day, and you were right when Carter said, no snow. By the way, he'll change it. Carter changes his mind on snow as quickly as Trump changes his mind on tariffs.
Yes, okay? Because the day after the snow, he did the topic. Oh, what are you going to enjoy about the snow today now that it's here?
Exactly. So you know it's going to snow a lot more in March. We're not done with this.
Correct, thankfully.
Which is why we should plow it.
Yeah, but it's all going to melt before the next time it snows. The next chance of snow isn't until a week from tomorrow, if you listen to Chris Schaefer this morning. And it is going to be 50s on multiple days between now and then. All of our
Another
snow,
text.
Except for the big piles, will be gone.
Another text. I mean, I've had a heart attack, and the ambulance can't get down the street, but it's fine. It'll melt in a day or two. All not exaggerated analogies in any way. All right. Get out of here.
See
Go
ya.
Home. David Josephson. From the Adam and Jordana Show. Melissa Hortman on the troubling budget numbers when we come back.